Welcome back to season 18 of the book club. Oh my god, this book though.
Beginning of the year, we're going through changes. Bring that shit on. Write the check.
Shalom.
Hola.
What's going on?
Child, nothing.
Sounds good to me.
It's definitely a new season. So grab your book. Get Good With Money by Tiffany Alice Shea. Okay, I'm going to shut up now.
All right, you're in transition.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to make a list of stuff to do. I'm going to write it all down.
Make a list and then do two groups of things a day.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I have a cousin that has to clean room by room, and mm-hmm. It drives me fucking crazy because I just rather be crazy and go in every room and get it all done.
Mm-hmm.
She's very much the desk, the bed.
That's how I need to be.
And I'm just like, girl, it's gonna take you a week. Like, I don't know how you clean like that. I have to put things exactly where they go.
That's how I gotta be, because bitch, if I don't do it like that, like, I'm gonna go crazy doing it like that.
Yeah.
But hold on. I'm gonna cut my camera on so you can see what this house look like.
This is the front. Okay. Oh, yes. Yes, it everywhere and nowhere at the same time. I got shit everywhere and nowhere at the same time. That's all he's sitting there in the sunroom.
Oh my god.
Let's check this shit out.
Oh my god.
This is fucking bare. I still have to dust. I still have to mop. I still gotta clean the wall because I gotta paint this whole fucking wall.
It'll be fun once you start getting
it. I gotta dust in here because the floor's so goddamn dusty, look.
Yeah. Well, my house looks crazy too. Hey, Kobe.
Hey, Kobe.
Hi.
Wonderful.
Well, me and Kobe turned this chimney next.
Oh. Oh, I want some chicken too, Kobe.
Look at him, the bone.
We had a stir fry.
Kobe, you got some chicken for me? I can have some, Kobe?
Mm.
Oh.
He thought about it.
He thought about it too. Rude.
Oh, rude.
Y'all, this book about to get all in our business.
It needs to.
All in our financial business?
Yes.
Y'all, I made my first investment into crypto today.
How was that?
It was scary. Say a prayer for me.
Okay.
Right on the fee.
Do you have somebody walking you through it?
I have a few people that's walking me through it.
Okay.
I got some stocks and stuff with SoFi.
Mm-hmm. SoFi's good.
So I'm seeing how that goes.
Yeah. I have something with them too.
I just put like $10 in a month.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone up quite a bit actually.
It has.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the beginning of the year, we're going through changes. Bring that shit on. Write the check.
Listen.
Okay.
Check. Pass the check.
Okay. Y'all ready to get the tea on the book?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, y'all, we are starting a new book. We talked about the last episode of last year. This is So What Pays You On Be, which is an on-the-go book club in your pocket or on your computer, wherever you listen to this podcast. Please subscribe if you are not subscribed. This is our 19th book, okay? And it's my pick, all right? It is January, and we are going to focus on Getting Good With Money, okay? By Tiffany Alice Shea, which is known as the Budgetnista. And the book focuses on 10 simple steps to becoming financially whole. Because one thing about our generation and the generation under us is we ain't got the time, but we sure do need the money. Okay. And so I felt like this is a good pick for the beginning of the year to get your plans in order financially on what you want to do for the year and for yourself and for your family. And maybe your travel plans are just having extra on the side. The book is 349 pages, but it's digestible money talk. You know how some books are just like, and your stocks, you and your bombs, and you want to, it's just really dry. She doesn't give you that. She gives you straight, direct, what you need to do, quick, on to the next thing. And I think it's going to be an easy read. It's 11 chapters. If you want to buy the book, it costs $26 hard copy. If you want to order the book on Amazon, you can. If you want to check the book out at your local library, look it up. They should have it. She has multiple different books. This is the one that I have. I'm not sure if it's the most recent one. But I feel like it's going to be a great read. Her name is Tiffany Alice. You could catch her on a lot of news episodes on YouTube, a lot of different interviews for her. She has like her own seminars sometimes. And we're just three friends who work, and financially we be all up in other people's business of what they have in their accounts. And we just trying to get right and mind our business too. Okay.
Right.
So this is the most adulting ass shit we about to get into. The way that she breaks down this book is really good. I was over here sticky noting certain pages that I want to highlight on. But I just want to get better personally with budgeting, finding the best options on what to do with my money. Until I get more money, it's always best to know what to do with the money you have, period. No matter where you are, what level you are. Eventually, I don't want to work for anybody. And Casey wants to move to Japan. And Kiki wants a cozy life and peace, and she wants to mind her business. So all of that involves us getting some more damn money and doing the best things we can do with our money.
Facts.
No matter what, we gonna need more money, and this book gives us steps to be better with money, and the more money we get. So I know I want a lot out of this book. I want good, realistic reasons to budget. I want to assess the income that I have, honestly. I want to set realistic goals, because I think some people set goals for themselves money-wise that they know they're not about to stick with, they're not going to commit to. I want to know what expenses I have make sense and what I really could do without. I want to make a plan that's customized to me individually, and I want us to have a plan individually for each other of what we want to do. I want to get down to the nitty gritty of my daily spending.
Yes.
My weekly spending, my monthly spending, my 6 month spending, my 12 month spending. I want the kind of savings that makes sense, working money, not just sitting in an account. And the books that she has is, she has about 10 different books about money, savings, and this is the first one that I'm reading from her. I've never read a book from her, but the reason why I recommend people get the actual hard copy book is because you can actually go back and revisit what she's talking about. She does a great job of making bold spots in the book of what you need to revisit. Was super important. She has notes in here that she's given the readers as they're reading. She does a good breakdown of the FICO score ranges and the rating and what it means. She talks about the credit bureau in here. She talks about your retirement investing, wealth building. She talks about making yourself a plan for retirement. So, you know, like every year when you work corporate, you have to go through your options of what you want to pick as far as like your benefits. And a lot of the verbiage on there, I don't think people pay attention to or know how it could benefit them tax-wise or not taxed, right? And I think that's where a lot of people lose money within a year is they don't use the options of what will free them up tax-wise of paying more money out of pocket. So she breaks down a lot of that verbiage in here of what it actually means so you can understand it. She has hacks in here of what you can do financially to bypass certain shit. She tells you where to put your money as far as your 401k. And she goes into the investing vocabulary, which I think will help all of us understand, you know, bonds, mutual funds, all that extra shit. She talks about the NASDAQ, the Dow Jones. What else did she talk about? Traditional IRAs, Roth IRAs. How she stacked her money and her assets. She talks about baseline requirements, the difference between different types of health insurance and the flexible spending account, the health savings account. She talks about why you would choose either one. She has HSA retirement hacks in here. What else does she have in here? Health insurance for unemployment people. Liabilities as far as like what you may owe and how you can ask for certain things to be removed. She talks about in here how you could get good with your assets. What else does she talk about? Different people's plans so you can see what their plan was and how it didn't work. She talks about that in one of the chapters. Getting an accountability partner.
Okay. That's tough.
Okay, she talks about it.
Because I don't want everybody in my business.
But that's why it's partner, not partners. And she talks about how she met her husband and where they were financially when they met versus where they are now. She talks about writing a will and what you will put in your will. She gives you assignments in here to do, which is another reason why, I mean, you can get this on your Kindle. Or digitally, but I just feel like the book is something you can revisit by yourself. You can revisit with friends. You can revisit with your family. She talks about how to document your long-term care plan so your family knows it and not just you. Where to put your documents, how to have a living trust. It's just stuff in here that I feel like you can learn yourself instead of paying somebody to tell you, which is really good. So I feel like not only is this going to be a good read, but it's going to be very resourceful. I think it's something that we can revisit after we're done with the book, or if somebody has a question about it, we could go in here and revisit it. And then what my favorite thing about this damn book is the back of the book. The back of the book, she has sheets for budgeting. Okay. You could take this whole to your nearest scanner and scan it and have your own budget sheet the way that she talks about in the book. She has whole budgeting on here where you could put your monthly spending. She has a money list so you can see salary wise what you have, mortgage wise what you have. She has it already set up numbers wise as far as like the money you have coming in, the money you have coming out, what you should save, what a percentage you should save. She starts it off for you so you're not overwhelmed and you don't know what to put on here. A debt list she has in the back of the book, what it looks like when your debt list is completed. Places to go for like your credit is in the back of the book. How to learn your income, other people that you can contact, your net worth sheet. Okay, say that fast, bitch. What else is in here? questions to ask somebody that you're dating financially.
Oh.
In the back of this book. As far as like their age, are they renting? Are they homeowners? Their debt, credit scores, retirement accounts, individual stocks, real estate, insurance. What is your or your family's cost in maintaining a month? I ain't never asked nobody that. Would you say you're frugal? I have never asked somebody if they were frugal. Would you say you spend too much or you're moderate? Like, I feel like financially. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this show and enjoy this episode. I know I'm dropping gems for y'all. I know I am, because that's just what I do. I appreciate every listen and every download and every share. So if you see me clipping on social media, share that shit, because I appreciate it. Speaking of sharing, not only are you supporting this podcast, but you're supporting all the other podcasts that I do that can be found on shambipodden.com. That is a website where I put everything that I'm working on, whether it's books, whether it's merch, whether it's links to support me or support the people who support me. It can be found on that website. Also, there is a monthly, I want to say it's like a newsletter, but it's not really a newsletter because I'm not emailing y'all with y'all spam emails that y'all don't even check anyway. But if you want any updates regarding podcasting tips or what I have going on, every month I give a updated, detailed what's going on with me info on that website. I also blog on that website, so I might create different articles on that website. Sharing those links helps support me. So if you're looking to support me, do that. I also do other podcasts that can be found on there. Each podcast has their own page. I am working on a lot of other collaborations this year, and you can find me on some people's live shows this year. You know, just staying busy, Shambi Podden, okay? You can email me about business, okay? My email can be found on that website, because I know how some people get, okay? I am here to create and to share knowledge. That is what I do. Everyone around me is great. Therefore, if you listen to me, you are searching for greatness, and I appreciate you. I hope you enjoy the show, and don't forget to follow me, add me, and check out Shannon Pods on YouTube. Sometimes I do video record my episodes, but not all the time, because I'm just not that girl. My audience is not on YouTube, but I know some people like the YouTube spaces. But back to the show. The adult questions that you should be asking people that you're interested in is all up in this house. All up in this house. She has a list of how she would set up her current financial goals. And at the back, she puts her acknowledgments. Any words that you wanted to look up, or you just say, like, I wonder if in the book she talks about, let's say, recurring expenses. She got a whole index with the page numbers in the back where you can find that whole real quick. So it's a book I feel like I will be using multiple times, not just as we're reading it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why when I did the chapter list, I left sometimes 3 weeks in between, just so we could get shit done sometimes and actually do it and then come back and give our feedback instead of just reading and not actually using what she's saying. The chapters are really easy. And I want to say I sent y'all the chapter breakdown of it already.
I don't think so.
But I think we should get through this by, I want to say, April or May.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely not like the last book we had.
Mm-hmm. It's not going to be a quick read.
It'll be a quick read, but a resourceful read, I believe. And I think it would be really good for us to get through it.
Okay.
Works for me.
Yeah, so I'm excited about it. I'm excited. I was just watching a video on her. Yeah, we should be done with this by April 22nd.
Okay.
Okay. When I broke it down, we should be doing 8 episodes from this book, even though she has 11 chapters.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the chapters are really quick. Some are not. Some have a lot of information we might use now. Some we might not use. But it's a really quick read. Again, the book is called Get Good With Money. Mm-hmm. She does have other books. If you want to grab a different book and just listen to us read this and go through it biweekly, great. Do that. If you want to follow along, great. Do that. If you have any questions, you can always email us or add us on Twitter or on IG. You can always hashtag ShambiePodden and find what we're talking about. Other than that, I think it's going to be a great book. Any questions? No?
I might be going to Africa in April. That's all I got.
Hey.
You said April 22nd, so...
Parents are Nigerian, I believe.
Huh?
Parents are Nigerian.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay!
I'll be going out of town either March or April.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely going to be in North Carolina in March. Yeah. We're just going to be out and about.
Mm-hmm.
As you should.
My friend just came back from Ghana. He said he loved it. He said,
nice.
He said if he didn't have kids, he probably would never came back.
Mm. If I didn't have my son, I would be over there right now, too. And probably wouldn't come back.
Girl.
People in Florida are living nice.
Because they have to. Is either they got, nice or you're poor.
Because the thing is, the people in Florida that got that money, they moved from up north with all that money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they still got in when Florida was decently priced.
Mm.
And they bought multiple properties there.
Mm-hmm.
So if the money in the bank ain't making sense, at least they sitting on property that people want.
Right. Because I talked to a guy who bought property in Florida before the crash of 08.
Mm-hmm.
They put all their money in this one house. Mm-hmm. Before the I think they paid like maybe $400,000 or $500,000 for it. Before the crash, it went up to like 9. After the crash, this shit was only worth like 3.
Damn, 600 grand in the hole?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was complaining about my little house.
That's why they tell people buy multiple homes for the price that you were planning on buying for that particular one. Mm-hmm. Until you can afford to just go ahead and just buy that one.
Mm-hmm.
Hence why Alan got 10 houses.
Yeah, that he ran out.
Mm-hmm. Hey, enjoy.
But I still think my plan isn't a bad one.
No.
Getting those tax lien houses and renting them out.
Mm-hmm.
Like leasing them back to the people that foreclose on their taxes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a thing. It's a thing.
Hi, Gizmo.
I don't want no more parts of home ownership.
I don't either. You know what? I do want home ownership. I don't want it in the U.S.
Yeah. So
when I was
working at that tech company, there was a few people in there that bought homes in like Costa Rica.
Mm-hmm.
And they lived here in the States, and basically they would schedule out when they wanted to like go there for vacation,
and mm-hmm.
they just use it for Airbnb and collect the money. Mm-hmm. And then they'll put somebody on payroll to clean it from time to time.
That's what my sister was thinking about doing when we went to Tulum.
Yeah, makes sense.
And child, she was in there speaking Spanish. I don't got near people, so they was giving her the skinny. The guy, and then, like, one of our taxi drivers was telling her, like, Tulum is cool. He said it probably would get developed, like, in another 5 years. Mm-hmm. But he said if you're looking for something that's already, like, mm-hmm. there, because Tulum is, like, the ghetto.
That's a lot. That's
a lot. Really?
Yeah.
Like, I heard that. He thought they're like, this is what it really looks like. I'm just like, oh, damn.
Mm-mm. It was like, if you want to do something that's already beachy, but yet still,
no.
Still already established, he said go to Playa de Carmen.
Mm-hmm.
He said Playa de Carmen is real nice, but he was like, Tulum, he was like, if you get in now, you're getting at a good price, but he was like, it's some shit, though.
I had a friend who went over there and fell in the damn water at a restaurant. It was like one of those boardwalk restaurants, I guess, what you have to cross water to get there.
What, they were drunk?
No! He fell in the water on the way to the restaurant. Bitch, I'd be embarrassed if I was your friend.
I fell on the boat. We were on a boat. I fell and bust my ass.
Oh, you ain't tell us that.
My legs straight up in the air.
No.
I ain't spill my drink, though.
I cannot.
That's the crazy part. I didn't spill my drink. We had a good time, though.
That's good.
It was just Tulum was ghetto. I feel like my niece had drunk a little water, though.
Your niece had drunk some water?
She had a stomach bug the next day.
Dang.
It was coming out of both ends the next day.
Oh, no.
That's the worst.
That's not fresh water. That's salt water.
Mm. It's good for your skin.
They said that water was coming straight from the Gulf.
Oh, Lord.
Y'all heard Trump trying to rename it from the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America?
It's audacious. Like, stop.
The Gulf of America. When is he gonna die?
Hello?
Like, ain't he like 85, 80 years old?
And he was talking about making Canada part of the United States. Sir!
No Canadians is nothing out of that.
At all. Like, you really gonna start a whole war up in this bitch if that happened.
Mimi. Come here, girl. I call Mimi. I ain't call Giz.
Yeah, like the passive aggression, the silent treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah.
And then be mad at you and you don't want to talk to them.
My mom is like that.
Mm-hmm. Like my mom did the right thing. You did. Yeah. I put mine out with nowhere to go.
Well, my mom was staying with me when I was in Atlanta. She wasn't talking to me. But let me have to go to work and I'm stepping outside to go in the car. Can you pick up my medicine?
Your mom? I don't see anything like that.
My mom, her birthday? Her birthday is August 30th.
She a Leo?
Okay.
Goddamn.
It's like, girl, what is this? And why are you writing me notes and we in the same house? Open your mouth.
That's, I don't see your mom being like that, but hey, yes. You never know.
When she needs to talk and there's an issue and she don't, my mom does not know how to communicate what's a problem for her without it feeling like it's an argument.
Yeah, but Leos are very like, Leos get very main character energy though.
Yeah, it's not an argument.
It's always the Leo show when you fucking with a Leo.
It's like, what? I just had to learn. Some people's, your relationship is better with space.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I had to say my communication skills have definitely developed because I wasn't always like a communicator either, though.
As they should.
Yeah.
So I told Rob, I said, I used to be the having a disagreement. Hang up. Talk to you tomorrow like nothing ever happened. That used to be me. That used to be my method. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you're getting on my nerves and we're in mid argument, blocked, off. 2 more days, I'll undo you. We can talk again. Like,
and we out. Thank you so much for checking out this episode.
This is the first episode where we just introduced the author. Again, we are reading Get Good With Money by Tiffany Alice Shea, the Budgetnista. If you do not have the book, grab the book. We are going to have 8 episodes total, if I can control it, okay? This should take us well into April. Our next episode will be going over the assignments and discussing it. And we will review chapters 1 to 2. So if you have the book, read chapters 1 to 2. And we should be back on the 21st. Okay? Again, grab your books. Get Good With Money by Tiffany Alice Shea. Whether it's your local library, suppose your local library, or you can go on Amazon. The book is about $26, probably $30 with tax and shipping. And I think it's a very resourceful book. I have the hard copy. You can download the book and listen to it if you like. But I think having the hard copy, if you really want to get good with your finances and your knowledge and have this book as a resource, get the hard copy. All right. Don't say we didn't tell you a good thing. I appreciate y'all for listening. What did we talk about this episode? We talked about Leos. We talked about assets. We talked about home ownership a little bit. We talked about cryptocurrency. We talked about what might be in this book, the details of this book, a little bit about the author. Again, my name is Shan, the host and co-host of this podcast would be me, Casey, and Kiki. We all do a little something something in insurance, so this is kind of right up our alley. We know a little bit about what's going to be in this book, but we don't know everything. This is not financial advice. This is just a resource, okay? Use what's said, research what's said, get to know what's said on your own. Do your own footwork, think for yourselves, and be honest throughout this book. If you really want to get on track financially and you don't come from a family that was ahead financially and you want to be the start, I think it's January. It's a great time to go ahead and do that. It's a great time to just get the knowledge, and it's a great time to utilize the knowledge and teach the people around you, whether it's your kids, your parents, your nieces, your nephews, your cousins, your classroom, if you're a teacher. Like, I really feel like, especially when it comes to education, most people are behind because they did not get the knowledge, not because they don't want it. Okay? Again, most people are behind in life because they did not get the knowledge, not because they didn't want it. Right? And so we are not our parents. We are not going to be sitting at the same job for 30 plus years. They're not going to keep us. They're going to push us out because they're getting machines, because most companies want to have less empathy and more money. Okay. So we have to figure out how we can get our money to work for us. And this book is a great tool. Again, research the author by yourself if you want to. It's Tiffany Alice Shea. She has great interviews. She gives great tips. And again, I think this book is going to be a great resource to have in your home, just for anybody to grab and pick up and read. All right. See you on the 21st. Bye. The beginning of the year, we're going through changes. Bring that shit on. Write the check.
Listen.
Okay. Take the check. Take the check.